The 2nd of April 2021, my name is Ernest and this is Kong episode number 2. Today's episode is titled, Fight with Kong. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. The trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong has just been released and features some of the best action and character developments in a Godzilla movie in a long time. The King of Monsters has struggled to reconcile intimate human drama with epic action, but he knows full well that you don't mess with these people. Godzilla v. Kong, which delivers the title straight away, chases all these character developments and human dramas, delivering the spectacle you'd expect from a giant monster trumpeting it out. It fulfills Godzilla's title fight completely, asserts itself as a great action and adventure film with a strong focus on human characters and the human-monster relationship, while maintaining the same level of suspense as its predecessor. If you go to the film to watch public property being creatively destroyed, you'll get your money's worth. How does Godzilla B prevail over King Ghidorah in Godzilla, King of Monsters, and how does Kong have what it takes to defeat him? While Kong is the underdog in this fight, he is drawn into Godzilla's attack with all his might. While Godzilla never sees this happy haymaker coming, Kong has what it takes to knock the king down in Monsters. It's unclear if we'll see Kong v. Godzilla in the Monsterverse, but there should be another kaiju fight in the film. Right now, we're going back to what happened in Godzilla, King of Monsters, and the first two Godzilla movies. In this respect, both films do what they say on the packaging. But the real reason these two monsters are going for it is the fact that they are called Godzilla vs. Kong, and we are here to see Godzilla vs. Kong. The problem with making a film called Godzilla vs. Kong is that it implies a fight in which there is no winner. Which brings us back to the question of who would win a battle between Godzilla and King Kong. If we look closer at how Godzilla was built against Kong, we can imagine who might emerge victorious from the battle. Instead of competing in a duel, Godzilla and King Kong will fight it out against each other in a battle for the title of Godzilla vs. King Kong. Based on everything seen so far, the giant gorilla will be the antagonist to Godzilla's hero, based on the battle that can be seen on a large ship in the trailer. Based on what we've seen, we can see Kong and Godzilla can at least compete at altitude. So how exactly will Godzilla and Kong cross, and how will the battle between the two unfold? Skull Island, Godzilla and Kong show that they can climb steep cliffs and mountain walls, and they are also exceptional character judges, as shown in several scenes. Both Kong and Godzilla are learning to use their behavior in ways we have never experienced before. Kay is disadvantaged when Godzilla begins to drown him, as the monkey struggles to get into the air, only for Godzilla to pull him back down. Godzilla tries again, but this time Kong uses his axe to block the energy and seems to absorb it to his amazement. When the US Navy defends Kong, Godzilla destroys them, knocks Kong back and proves his alpha dominance by forcing him to submit. Kay gets his axe and prepares to continue the fight, but Godzilla doesn't attack, he just stares at him and stares at Kong. As mentioned above, Kong returns to combat after Godzilla, with whom he has a trusting relationship, convinces him that Godzilla is not his enemy. As for the rest of the world, the Godzilla v. Kong film will be screened on screens around the globe. Kachi, who also works for Godzilla, said, "When you've seen it in a cinema, it's a great experience. On the other hand, it seems that so many viewers, including me, will not enjoy it so much. If you haven't seen Godzilla v. Kong yet, leave this page and come back later for more information on streaming at home or if you haven't watched it yet." Godzilla v. Kong falls into the pitfalls of both Godzilla main films, focusing more on humans than it should be, and creating unnecessary lulls in logic and action. Time is wasted on exaggerated explanations to hypnotize the film and its fight, against, struggle. In the surprisingly rare moments when Godzilla and Kong enter the fray, director Adam Wingard brings a clarity and spatial consistency that the King of Monsters, who usually hides in below-average kaiju fights, lacks. To return to my previous remarks, the topography of the battlefields determines that the main attraction of this film is the battle sequence between Godzilla and Kong, and that's it. Don't get me wrong, if you've never seen this movie or any of these monsters, you'll find out what's going on with Godzilla and Kong, but if this is announced as the ultimate showdown, then it's a little disappointing. The action returns with the return of Godzilla and Kong in the second half of the film and the introduction of some new characters with a bang. This has been Kong. Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.